It's Thursday, the 2nd of May, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. Amid economic difficulties exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic, Namibian households grapple with rising fuel prices and electricity tariffs. Joseph Kefashihama, an expert in socio-economic trends, offers his perspective from his role as independent business and economics researcher.
Going forward, having said that, there are positive light, but not the immediate. And we need to understand that the person is going to suffer is the lower earners and the poor people. Because these people, the low earners and the unemployed people or poor people, they spend money in food. That is all. It's truly unfortunate. And I think that the government is going to look at that.
Political analyst and Professor Dr. Ndumba Kamonya urges action for unemployment to be declared as a crisis.
Yes, we can declare it as a crisis, but we must match it with resources at both human resource, financial resource, and other many level like political willingness.
Political analyst Wade Hankert weighs in on what this means if the official opposition Popular Democratic Movement does not push for it to be declared a national crisis before elections.
So it's a key moment for opposition to, you know, just drive hard and aggressively in how they would tackle socioeconomic challenges, including high unemployment in the country. We need to see how government has been accountable. Have they offered viable policy alternatives in tackling unemployment in general and the high level of youth unemployment? And how would the Namibian citizen benefit by voting strategically and in their best interest?
According to the Electoral Commission of South Africa, the country's embassy in London boasts the highest number of registered voters, totaling over 19,500, while Joburg Park holds the domestic record with approximately 15,000 registered voters. Out-of-country voting is scheduled at diplomatic missions on May 17 and 18, 10 days ahead of the general election on May 29. Chief Electoral Officer Sy Mamabolo urges voters to cast their ballots at their designated polling stations. The United States House is set to vote on whether to consider ousting another speaker next week. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene said on Wednesday she's moving ahead on a vote to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson. He's only been in the role for 6 months after the former speaker was kicked out by his own Republican Party. Caroline Malone brings us the report from Washington.
A vote will be put to the House floor next week to see if there is support to replace Republican Speaker Mike Johnson. Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said she's going to be calling a motion to vacate. She first introduced the idea in March after accusing Johnson of working with the Democrats to pass a foreign aid bill, arguing it was to the detriment of his own party's policies. House Democratic leaders said on Tuesday they would support Johnson by either tabling or killing a vote on it, and are glad an aid package passed in the House after months of delays. Johnson says he remains focused on his job and that the country needs a functioning Congress. Caroline Malone, Washington.
And finally, Ray Sussman is currently walking from Noord-Oever to Kazungula border post in the Zambezi region on her campaign passionately named Walk With Me. Sussman took some time out on this lengthy trip to speak with us.
I'm walking to raise funds and awareness for Namibia's youth, and especially funds for a youth center in Walvis Bay that the mayor of Walvis Bay is, well, he's busy with a project building. I'm hoping to raise as much as I possibly can. I have about 5,000 in donations so far from friends and family, as much as I possibly can. Everyone is welcome to sponsor me.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.